put out.
At this time, I'd like to call the meeting of the Policy Standing Committee to order. Each director received notice of this committee meeting. The public meeting notice was properly posted as required by law. Committee member Carolyn Johnson indicated that she would not be present at this meeting. At this time, we've set aside time to hear from you, the general public. Those of you that are interested in providing comments here should fill out one of the cards provided at the table outside the door to the boardroom with your name and contact information on it. We encourage you to speak your mind and tell us your thoughts. Be mindful, however, that while you can say anything you wish, the committee cannot deliberate or discuss issues that are not posted on the meeting notice. This is not a requirement, it is state law. The committee is limited in its ability to participate in discussions or deliberations by the provisions of the Open Meeting Act. The Open Meetings Act authorizes a government body to give members of the public an opportunity to speak at a public meeting and provide comments. However, the committee may not deliberate or act on any matters which have not been specifically posted on the agenda. In an effort to provide everyone an opportunity to speak, we would ask that you limit your presentation to 3 minutes. I've received one card. Is there anyone else? At this time, Carolyn Johnson. I'm sorry, Carolyn Land.
Thank you. The last time I spoke with the board, I asked y'all to be sensitive about your decisions because your decisions definitely impact our community. I was very nervous. I'm still very nervous. I would like to take the board home to sit around my kitchen table and us have a little chat. So that's how I'm going to look at this today. And there are several things that are on my mind as I looked at this agenda for the PK committee meeting today. You know, whenever you talk before, there's actually discussion, then I have to think that what I'm fixing to say may be completely out of line or make no sense at all, because our community works on a lot of rumors. So if after I sit down and the PK committee has discussion and I'm completely over here on left field, then just know it's because of the rumor mill, which is not always bad. And I guess my topic today is communication. I wish there was more of it. And I'm going to start off by saying I would invite anyone to call me at any time about any of the issues at PK. I've done my level-headed best to become an informed citizen. And it's very difficult when we do not sit down at a table and have dialogue. My background as an educator tells me that when we have problems, if we'll bring them to the table and sit down, 9 times out of 10, we can resolve the issues. But as I prepare for today, there's a few things I did think about, and that's why I think I'm talking to a friendly audience. I know there's a few things we have in common. Number one, we're Texans. Number two, this is a Republican board. And I don't mind telling you, I voted for Governor Perry in the last election. Three, we want what's best for Possum Kingdom and for Texas. As I hear you people discuss, the water quality and water for the future of Texas is an extremely important topic. And I thank you for your efforts. I wrote myself a note this morning. Governor Perry had a little ad on the television, and it said, "I'm proud of Texas. How about you?" I thought that was pretty relevant to what I'm fixing to say. This board, for about the last year, continues to talk about getting out of the land management business and spending more time on the water problems of Texas. And I've made a number of calls and read a lot into the shoreline management manual that the board will be considering soon. And by the way, I want to thank the VRA staff for the additional time they've allowed the people of PK to review that manual. It's an important manual, and yet every time I sit down and make notes about the manual, it just appears that the board or the VRA staff or whoever's going to pass this is becoming more and more of a micromanager of the lake instead of getting out of the land management business. It seems like the manual gets you more and more involved. That's just my perspective. Then the next thing I review periodically and I'm anxious to hear, of course, is the Staubach report. You know, we've made a number of trips down here, and I was here whenever Staubach was hired. And I remember Karen Wilson standing up here and talking to y'all and telling you that Staubach was the company to hire because of their communication skills. Communication, communication, communication. When she gave her last report, she talked about VRA's communication skills. Again, communication, communication, communication. If there's been a meeting going on at Possum Kingdom dealing with Staubach, I try to be there. If I'm not, my husband is. Best I can count, in the year since Staubach has been hired by VRA, we might have had 7 meetings. Might. To me, that's not communication. To me, you guys are fixing to get a report, possibly in April. And I just don't feel like that Staubach has fulfilled their promise, their pledge to you from the get-go that they were going to communicate with people of Possum Kingdom. There should have been, and there needs to continue to be, more meetings and more input. You know, I talk about communications, but one of the things that also bothers me, we have a little local newspaper down there, and I know you guys read it. Anytime it seems like that we don't have the facts right in the newspaper or whatever, someone gets upset about it. I think that's an excellent place to start with communication. If the fact's not right in the little local newspaper, well, let's invite the little reporter or whoever made the comment into the office. Let's talk about it. You know, let's get the facts straight so that it comes out in the paper and the information is correct. Okay, the reason I'm truly here, and this may be rough, but as I looked at the agenda, you're going to talk about commercial lease rate and language. Commercial lease rates at Possum Kingdom are extremely important to me as a person, a resident of the community. We need the businesses down there. We need every single one of them. Right now, we don't even have a restaurant open in the evening hours. You can have breakfast or you can have lunch, but don't be going out to eat after that time. And if I don't have that right, y'all can correct me, that I've driven all over and I cannot find a place to eat out. As conservative Republicans, I know part of our philosophy is that we promote the small business. And so whatever discussion goes on here today as far as our commercial lease rates and the language or whatever, I would hope that it would encourage businesses in our area. Because truly, with the workforce out there and the people that are impacted, we need more businesses at Possum Kingdom. This also says that the PK community will be going into executive session to talk about the barge yard. I only have my experiences at Possum Kingdom, which is my entire life. But when I was a little girl growing up, there wasn't even a road down to Sandy Beach, down where that barge yard is. There was no road down there. You went over there by boat. And at some point, I remember, I'm going to say, I would think, just because of memory, the 60s, barges, docks that were made on boat ramps. are constructed on the boat ramps and put into the water. I remember pipes and welding rods and all kinds of stuff, especially over at one boat ramp in particular. And shortly after that, as the roads came down and some more lots opened up, and again, this is just my recollection in my memory. I'm going to say the 70s or 80s. At some point, that barge yard came about. And it was my understanding, and again, this is an assumption on my part, that BRA and the predecessors and the boards before you allowed that barge yard to be placed there. And it has been a service to our lake. We have some beautiful docks on the lake. I know that in the manual we're talking about encapsulated foam by 2015, if I remember right. I just wonder, because I saw the horrible pictures. I heard that these barge people are not paying leases. I even went back and talked to some of them and questioned. They're business people and I like it. Like I said, I feel like you're necessary. Why they weren't paying a lease? Well, they just never had been told they needed to. Because they had just always been there. Now, I don't work for the barge people. I should do that little disclaimer. But it just seems like to me that we're pushing for encapsulated foam on the lake, and yet, from my understanding of the report at the last meeting, we're wanting to do away with the barge yard. Now, I don't know how we get encapsulated foam under all of those docks if we don't have a barge yard and some people that can work on docks. I mean, I don't get it, and I know I don't know what everything there is to know, but I just would ask that as you consider whatever is going to be discussed today, that if we need encapsulated foam by 2015, maybe we need the barge people. And the last thing I want to talk to you about is this Eggert litigation. Now, I know that's executive session, and last time y'all went into executive session and you spoke about it. But you have to understand, again, this is a small community where we live, and rumors are rampant. I grew up on Caddo Slough, and I remember a family that had children that we played with regularly got on hard times and didn't pay their lease. That cabin is still in that family's name. And I know it to be true because I made a call. And do I remember this right? That's right. Daddy lost his job. But the BRA didn't take your lease. No. Well, I don't exactly know what the litigation is here, but I would tell you this. And I would tell you, you know, I guess as a school person, you know, right's right, wrong's wrong. Should people pay their lease, number one? The answer to that is yes, they should. I pay mine, and everybody else out there should pay theirs. But if people fall on hard times, you are looked at as a government entity, which you are. You're the government. And when you go into litigation against an individual on the lake, and I have no idea what the situation is, and you start confiscating your lease back or evicting the person from the lease and taking the improvements with it, it's just wrong. BRA did nothing to make those improvements on that lease. And I don't think, thinking of every scenario that could come out of this, why that would happen. In the end, who will always win? The government. I mean, you and I, this board and I may pass on, but in the end, there will always be a BRA board. And in the end, the BRA will eventually get their money. Somehow, some way. And I've talked to other people at the lake who...
Carolyn, can I ask that you kind of wrap this up, please?
Yeah. who have similar situations, and they agree. There have been other cases, and I just would hope that that you take those things into consideration. I told you that my aim talking to you today was communication. If I'm way off, I apologize for wasting your time, but I would ask you, if you'll just communicate, make a call, I'll meet you, I'll talk to you. We want to understand, and I want the people of PK to have the right story. Thank you.